Think of how different the world would be if we eliminated the internal combustion engine. We could tell the oil sheiks in the Middle East to keep their oil. Without America's addiction to black gold from abroad, political moguls would lose an excuse to send young Americans to war. Exhaust emissions would be slashed, and in America's cities, blue would be the color of the sky again. Unfortunately, Mr. Bush proposes to fund the hydrogen car program so anemically that it won't be available to U.S. consumers within the lifetime of most listeners. I mean, really, $273 million a year? It's about what the Pentagon pays for toilet seats. We seem to be weeks away from war with Iraq. We're on the brink of a multi-year occupation of a land best described as a tribal shooting gallery. And we may invite an Islamic retaliation that makes 9/11 look tame. Yet our current masters are wedded to the internal combustion engine for at least another two or three generations. Well, my wife Sue and I have taken the first step to wage a small personal rebellion. We traded our conventional sedan for a new gas and electric hybrid car. Rather than 17 miles to the gallon in the city, we got 64 miles to the gallon when we drove it home from our dealership in Medford. Rather than 25 miles to the gallon on a long freeway drive, we will get 54. I call this my anti-war car. As for exhaust emissions, this vehicle has the most stringent air pollution abatement rating in the United States. Our four-door sedan has plenty of legroom, ample headroom, plenty of trunk space, and lots of get-up-and-go. Maneuverability? In one turn, I can pull out of a parking slot and slip easily into another just two slots away. A four-cylinder gas engine and electric motor switch on and off between themselves to optimize energy performance. When this car sets it alight, its gas engine goes off automatically, leaving it to be powered silently by electricity. Same thing if you're going down a hill. Now, if you ask me whether Jesus would drive this car, I'm going to tell you, how in the heck would I know? But I do know this. I just feel better reducing my claim on foreign oil. This is Les O'Coin.